I thought I've heard it all. I really thought there's nothing else doctrine-wise where they can just throw me for a loop. But it blows your mind how they come up with new stuff. Somebody sent a link and said, Jesus wants you to be a doormat, and showed a video. I didn't even watch the video. No, Jesus doesn't want you to be a doormat. You have to endure some things. You have to endure stuff that you normally wouldn't. But to be holy, to be separate, to be sanctified, to be set apart, you can't be a doormat. See, you got to be strong to be sanctified. You got to set boundaries to be sanctified. Boundaries are a good thing. To be a doormat, Jesus wants us to be a doormat? I don't think so. When Jesus, it wasn't his time, so he withdrew himself. When Elijah was out in the woods and somebody was mocking him, he called these, it was kids mocking him, and he called out, and a bear came out and killed him. Israel kept the Gentile nations out of their camp, you know. Be a doormat. I actually thought I've heard it all, but now I have heard it all. No, he don't want you to be a doormat. Now, he wants you to love your enemy, give him some water and bread. But you're to be the head and not the tail. You're the head, the joint heirs, the head and not the tail. Why would you let, even David had so many psalms about, Lord, destroy the wicked. When you see their words, when you see their name, when you see their agents of the devil, you keep a boundary. You're not a doormat. This is ridiculous. It's like, yeah, Jesus suffered and went to the cross, so you wouldn't have to. When you follow Jesus, you are going to suffer persecution. You don't repay evil for evil. But the Bible says, live peaceably with all men if possible. God does not want his elect saints to be doormats. He wants you to rule and reign sanctified. If you really want to be sanctified, you can't be a doormat, because let's say I say I want to be sanctified in my house, and the neighbor comes and knocks on the door. Can I come in and borrow some milk? And I'm going to bring some beer. You know, you let them push their way across your threshold or your boundaries or whatever. That's not right. This is the whole point. This is the goats. That's a goat doctrine. The goats, they want to cross your boundaries. That's what they are, goats, boundary crossers. Why do they want to cross boundaries? First, they want you to cross theirs, and then they cross yours. Why? To vampire off of you. Look at all the scriptures, David, the Psalms, Proverbs. You don't sit with them. Don't walk with them. Don't stand with them. Psalm 1:1. No, you're not supposed to be a goat. You're not supposed to be a doormat to the goats. Period. Yes, you will suffer and endure and endure a lot of things. But you might choose to be a doormat for one situation, just to prove to somebody that you don't mean evil towards them. You're on their side. And I don't even know if that's not even really a good thing to do. I'm trying to think of a situation where you would be a doormat. I can't really think of anything, because you're not helping them. When you let somebody abuse you and cross boundaries, that's not beneficial to them. You're enabling their sin. See, there's just no way around it. You're not supposed to be a doormat, period. This doctrine, I don't know who, I don't know where this is coming from, but this is, it's one of these passive things. You're the head, not the tail. Doormat theology is ridiculous. It's insanity.